United States Navy presents The Eddie Duchin Show. Listening pleasure, transcribed by the magic fingers of radio, Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. And as our special guest today, lovely Jeanette Davis. During the war, the Navy's hospital corpsmen quietly went about doing a truly remarkable job, working shoulder to shoulder with Navy doctors on the beach, in the jungle, in the air, on the sea. In our country today, there are many who owe their lives to their calm, courage, and efficiency. Now, in the days of peace, many of these men, with some newcomers, are devoting their spare time to maintaining this efficiency as members of the hospital corps. So today we give them a salute, the men of the Navy Hospital Corps Reserve. Skipper Eddie Duchin pulls the telegraph to full speed ahead, and we're away to the tune of Moonlight on the Ganges. You know, Eddie, the country owes those men a lot.
What men, Ken?
Why, the naval reservists, of course. You know, the men who make up your hometown Navy.
You've never been more right in your life. Just think. Each week in hundreds of cities and towns throughout the country, hundreds of thousands of young men put on the Navy blue and spend a few hours learning the latest Navy developments in their specialties. Do you know why, Ken?
Well, they like the Navy training because it helps them in civilian life.
Besides that,
they pick up a full day's Navy pay for each meeting in the organized reserve, and in these times, that can make a difference.
Well, can't you think of any other reasons?
Well, they like to associate with the finest guys in the country, make new friendships, and...
Oh, that's all true, but there's something else. Something even more important. These young Navy reservists, many of them former Navy men, want to keep America strong, and they realize by doing their bit, this country will remain strong. It's in their blood.
Gosh, Eddie, I hadn't thought of it in just that way, but you're right. And the folks of America can be proud of their naval reservists, whether they're in aviation, submarines, CVs, electronics, or any of a dozen other naval reserve activities.
You can say that again, Ken, and I'm mighty proud to be one of them.
And I'm sure many other young Americans would like to join the naval reserve. Here's how to go about it. Any young fellow interested in becoming a part of this great organization should phone or visit his nearest Naval Reserve unit or check with his Navy recruiting station. You'll have the information in no time. Former Seaman First Class Tommy Mercer sings "The Night Has a Thousand Eyes."
Thank you. For words deep down inside can't be seen by the night. The night has a thousand eyes, and it knows a truthful heart from one that lies. The romance may have called in the past, my love for you will be everlasting and bright as the starlit sky, and this wondrous night that has a thousand eyes. I've lived my life walking through dreams, for I knew that I would find this moment supreme, a night of bliss and tender sighs, and the smiling dawn of a thousand eyes. The night has a thousand
guest star time on the Navy Show. Eddie, say hello to Jeanette Davis.
Hi, Jeanette.
Well, shiver my timbers and blow me down. Pull on the halyard and up comes Lieutenant Commander Duchin, USNR.
Hey, what's this all about, Jeanette? Were you a wave or something?
No, Eddie, but I've got a very famous seafaring boss.
Who? Admiral Halsey? Admiral Nimitz?
Well, just another Lieutenant Commander, Arthur Godfrey.
Why, of course. That's right.
And you Navy men never seem to lose that Navy spirit, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Arthur's always going out for lunch on a submarine or something.
Well, that's right, Jeanette. Once you've been in the Navy, it kind of stays with you.
And you've a right to be proud, Eddie. It's the finest Navy in the world. And I'm always glad to dish up a song for anybody wearing a blue uniform.
Fine business, Jeanette. Say, what is it going to be?
Well, I'd like to sing Deed I Do. Oh, my, do I, honey, deed I do. Do I want you? Oh, my, do I, honey, deed I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging round you. Do I need you? Oh, my, do I, honey, deed I do. Now, do I love you? Oh, my, do I, honey, I do. Do I want you? Oh, my, do I, honey? You betcha I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging round.
Thank you, Jeanette Davis. That was swell. Now, this is Ken Roberts again. Young man, if you're over 17 years of age, you owe it to yourself to look in on the Naval Reserve. here's an opportunity for you to associate with the finest men in the country. You will make new friends, friends with interests the same as yours. You will work with them at weekly meetings, learning trade specialties ranging from underwater welding to airplane mechanics, training which you can use in civilian life. You'll enjoy its large year-round athletic program. You'll receive pay raises and promotions as you become more skilled. Your Naval Reserve unit is like a club or fraternity where you can spend your off hours in the recreation room or at attending dances or social functions. It's part of your community. It's your hometown Navy. To top it all off, as a Naval Reservist, you can share the rich and proud traditions of the world's greatest fleet. Call or visit your local Naval Reserve unit or Navy recruiting station tomorrow. Get more information about this spare time opportunity of a lifetime. The shipmates of the Naval Reserve will be glad to have you aboard. It's an Eddie Duchin special, and right now Eddie has a piano on his lap and time on my hand. Winds up this musical session until next time. Many thanks to Jeanette Davis for being such a charming Navy guest. And so long to the boys in the band and to our skipper, Eddie Duchin, who says,
your hometown Naval Reserve unit offers you your opportunity to share in the rich traditions of our Navy and to improve your own professional skill. If you want to go places, go Navy. Thanks for listening.
And this is Ken Roberts reminding you to be sure to listen in again for the Eddie Duchin Show, transcribed and presented by the United States Navy.